Hi guys, I have a guest with me on the show today. Her name is Oyinlola Oluwaganiyun. Hi Oyin, thank you so much.
Angela.
Thank you for coming on the show.
I'm
so excited. So you guys, I'm going to introduce Oyin very quickly. So Oyin is an audit and risk management executive, meaning like you work with money, Abi?
Not necessarily. We just do controls. We put certain structures in place so that you know the company is not found is it legible? What's the English I'll use?
Basically,
liable. Thank you, my lawyer. So the company will not be found liable for gaps in the system.
Do you enjoy your job?
Let's just say we're surviving.
I understand. Okay, a fun fact about Oyi is that she loves watching K-dramas and having intelligent conversations. I found out something too. She hates comedies. Oh, yeah, it's sad.
No, how do you guys watch it? I don't understand. Like what even annoys me most is the background laughter.
No, not all of them have background laughter. But imagine you've had a stressful day in this Lagos. Like, all you want to do is laugh.
Why would I be watching something and...
Why? It's funny. No. You know, it's
sad. No, I prefer action, romance. Like, see, left to me, I'd rather watch a series filled with serial killers than watch...
That's troublesome. That's just troublesome. That's all I'll say. That's troublesome. Welcome to a new episode of Big Sister Conversations, a show for people in their teens or 20s who want to grow in their faith, strengthen their relationships, and make better choices. Walking this journey with you is your big sister, Eniola. Before we get into today's conversation, please subscribe to the podcast so that you can find it easily when you want to listen again. You can also subscribe to our newsletter to become a part of the community. You'll receive encouraging and personal emails every month from your big sister to keep you hopeful and inspired. The link is in the show notes. Okay, so you guys, I met Oyi in church. I think it was, we both served in the same unit in church, yeah. And then one time, I can't remember the conversation, we're talking, and then you mentioned your, like, how you became a Christian and all. And I just found it very fascinating.
I thought you shocked on your face. Most times, people actually believe, and I feel, oh, my parents are Muslims. We didn't really have Christians in my, both my father's side and my mom's side. Just my aunt, my mom's younger side that is a Christian. The rest, everybody, Muslims. So when I didn't even really go deep into that, people that I'm just meeting for the first time, I just say, oh, my friends are Muslim.
You guys, Oyi is like really fervent. Like, so it was very shocking for me to find out that she has a Muslim background. And I was just like, I want to have a conversation with her because most of the people I know, most of us grew up in Christian homes. So I just know that our experiences would be very different. Yes. And I really wanted to have a conversation about it. So, of course, I really don't know so much about your childhood, but what was it like for you growing up in a Muslim family?
I won't say my parents are like deep Muslims,
like fanatics,
like fanatics. So it was just really chilled. There was no pressure. I usually see my mom praying, that I see my dad praying, so in the Muslim way. So there was no you know, normally when, like, for Christians and Christian homes, when you wake up in the morning you do devotion.
Yeah.
So mine was just vibes, and we wake up in the morning. Sundays, like, my Sundays are always very active. I would just sleep. I wouldn't do anything. So that was the way I grew up. I would say my home didn't have a structure. Definitely did have structure, but it's not like the Christian homes that we have, that there's devotion, there's Bible study. So we didn't have all that. And my mom didn't, because mom had only girls, so she didn't pressure us to go to madrasa. They call it Ileke. So she didn't want her girls to be there because of, you know, the way they beat and everything. So at a point, I think she had a lesson teacher for us that was teaching us Islamic studies, and that one day. So it was just, we just knew bits and pieces about the religion. Not like we were very
deep
or conversant with it. So that was,
did you used to wear hijab?
No, we didn't. My dad even like,
interesting.
I'm serious. So my dad, so most times when people say, oh yeah, I'm Muslim, because you don't look like a Muslim, I'm like, okay.
You didn't grow up like that.
Exactly. So we don't wear hijabs. It's not compulsory. There was one time my younger sister started wearing hijab. My daddy removed his arm from this area. Please, I beg. So I think my daddy, I don't know the experience he has had with people that wore hijabs. I don't think it was a great experience. So he doesn't like, if you're a Muslim, be a Muslim, doesn't like the hijabs. And my dad is a very like, I would say he's one of those people that Muslim, doesn't want anything associated with, he's not biased with Christians, but like it's his home. So when you're Muslim, you're Muslim.
I get that. Wow. That's like really different from my background. I grew up in church. church all the time. That's literally all I know. But then I grew up in the north, so I'm kind of familiar with some of the culture. But so now, growing up in a Muslim background, and then now you're a Christian, at what point did that switch happen?
See, people have asked me a billion times. You know, I've asked this question. See, how did it happen?
I feel like it's easier when you grow up in the faith. Exactly. You just all of a sudden become a Christian.
So I never knew anything about Christianity. Like, just okay. So growing up, mom used to buy Dorme music for us. We used to watch.
Interesting.
We used to watch. My uncle broke all the cases too. My uncle was a very strong Muslim. So mom used to buy all these Mondayan movies for us. So I knew, like, just I knew bits and pieces about the religion, but I didn't really, like, in a layman's term, I knew what Christianity was, but I didn't know the other aspects of it. So when I got into school, right. Meanwhile, I didn't know what prayer was. I didn't have to pray. Like, my mom used to come and tell me that she go and do ablutions. I'm like, oh, I beg, please. That, how will you wake up? Mommy always tell you wake up early in the morning and not talk to your creator. Please, I'm like, what am I supposed to be saying? Do you understand? So, like, you just pray. Mom say, oh, they're king. Like, in English means, do ablution now. Say your prayer. Observe Salat. I'm like, okay. So, when I got into school, right, when I entered university, meanwhile, one of my family friends was already a pastor. We grew up in university.
She was a Muslim.
Do you understand? We say Muslim. So, my sister didn't tell me. My sister got to school before me. So, my sister always used a slang because they call her PM. PM means Pastor Mama. So, I'll ask my sister, what's the meaning of PM? She said, it's just a nickname.
She cannot tell
she
you.
She didn't tell me the nickname they gave her. So, when I got into school, and then there was one particular, I think all this Christmas, you know, Christmas time, Muslims go for Christmas services.
Yeah.
And I saw her preaching. I'm like, hold on. Is it not the same mama that we grew up together that we used to go to the mosque and during all this Idul Kabir and Idul Fitr? So I was like, she was so fervent. Like, she was she's still a good preacher, very good, as in very sound. Me, I didn't understand everything they were saying, by the way, but it was just very, it was just very beautiful to see. So there was this particular concert they used to do. They used to call it SU4G, something for Jews. I can't remember. So my star went for the concert. I'm like, that you're going for a Christian concert, that you're a Muslim, that you don't know what mommy and daddy will be saying. That was that first week when I entered school. I was in 100 everybody. So where I stayed in school, the hall I lived, my family friend was also living there. That's the PM I talked about earlier. And then so that's on the everybody that really go to church. So it was only me and my sister that were in the house. And everyone was really quiet. And I could hear the music. So I met my sister, I want to go to church. She's like, you want to go? Angels go now.
Was your sister a Christian?
My sister wasn't a Christian. Funny thing, my sister got into school before me. My sister was a Muslim. She used to attend the activities, but she had not converted yet.
Yeah.
So she not said, you want to? She didn't follow me. She not said, you want to go? Go now. So I went. I didn't understand anything that was happening. I didn't know any song. I didn't know anything. So I just went. I went the first Sunday.
You didn't know what to wear?
I didn't even know. I just wore something. Let me just even go and see the way. Because most of my homies were there. My family friend went. So I'm like, okay, let's even go and see. Let me go see. Funny thing, I don't even know what happened that Sunday. I just went. And I saw they were preaching. I didn't even understand what was happening. I was just in the service. I knew bits and pieces of the songs I would sing. I didn't even know most of the songs. The following Sunday, I went again.
Wow.
So they used to have midweek services. The midweek service on Wednesday. So I went for Wednesday service. I continued going. I didn't know what I was doing. No. I continued going. And I liked what I saw. I enjoyed it. But I didn't, like, I had no depth or nothing. I didn't even know how to pray. Funny thing, like, my life was wake up. It was just very... No, I won't say it was to me then it was very normal because I'm like, just wake up, just do what I want to do. So, and I started to join workers.
Were you saved at that
point? I was not saved though. I think I already went out for
altar call,
the salvation, and first give that to Christ. I already did that, and then I said, oh, okay, I wanted to join a.
Sorry, what was going on in your head at this point?
But nothing. I just enjoyed it. Like, it was it was something out of what I was used to. So I'm like, okay, let's see. Let me see how this thing will be like. Do you understand? Because I didn't have any experience of community and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, let me see how this thing will be. And because most of my homies, most were my friends already. And then I'm like, okay, it would be very nice to associate with these people. Like,
yeah.
So I joined the workforce. I still remember the first time I read the Book of Romans. I'm like, so I asked somebody that, I asked my pastor, I want to start reading the Bible with that. How does she think I should start? She said, I should start from the New Testament. Guys, if you want to start reading the Bible, start from the Old Testament. I'm serious.
Okay, because it's more interesting.
You know, like, it's more interesting. You'll be able to,
you see the flow.
Exactly.
I understand.
Do you understand?
We grew up with all those Bible stories.
Do you understand? So, exactly. So, for someone that is just new into the faith,
yeah.
I think for me, opinion differs. I want you to start from the New Testament, from the Old Testament, and just read through the Bible and everything you get to meet. So, you'll be able to understand the
where context, we are coming
exactly,
from and all.
Of who God is, understand the character of God. So I was reading the Book of Romans. Let me just be going to church and doing everything. So like that, my mom started getting scared because I joined Christa. So we have rehearsals since their 30. So when mommy calls me, I'll just pick up my phone and everything. So after mommy, like, I'm already going to church.
How did she take it?
See, she didn't tell me anything. She just said okay. Like, was my sister that was not telling me back to that she was really scared and everything that she's already going to me. Yeah, I was already going to church. She said, you're already going to church that your father must not hear about this. So and all of that. I've already gone. Like there's no turning back. I already experienced this thing. Mm-hmm. Even though I've not grown in the faith yet. I loved what I was already seeing.
I can imagine.
Do you understand? So, and I could not go back. It was like a new reality for me already. Like, just understanding that there's somebody you can actually pray to. There's just somebody you can commune with. And then there was worship. Oh my God. There was worship and there was praise. And I was in the chorus. So, I could see ways you can go in. Like, you can just commune with your father by just praying. And I love that. And then the other mystery for me was speaking in tongues.
It seems like rubbish.
So I was asking one of my pastors then, how you going to do it? So she was, I think we were in the balcony and she was just like speaking in how did we start this rehearse this thing? And I said, no, that is on your inside. So I was really praying that God, please, I don't speak in tongues. You know, some people laying on hands,
yes,
just in God, they will lay out of the hands.
You know, pretends,
what is happening? That I say, okay, maybe it's meant for some setting, but later, like, I think you should read my Bible then because I was just into, okay, I don't know this one, let me just be going for a service and they've been preaching to me. I'm still learning songs and everything. So, there was one day, so my friend now, I think my sister, okay, that then. My sister already now converted. Funny thing, my sister was in school before me, but I converted before her.
I think sometimes people just need a little change.
Do you understand?
Yeah, you converted.
So people said my sister is hard out there that she was coming to church, but she wasn't a Christian. But she didn't, was not after. I think we held our hands and we prayed together and everything. I can't even remember the whole story. So, I was reading this Francine Rivers book, right?
What's the name in case you can help somebody?
I can't remember. I think it was a trilogy.
Okay, is it Mark of the Lion? Is it that one?
No, it was not Mark of the Lion. This one, I think it was one Angels on Earth trilogy.
Okay. Like,
I was so scared of to pray.
Come on.
So I went to my mom's room. I do not know. No, okay, no. Before then, I really started speaking in tongues. Like, I had only like 2 lines. So I was saying this and they said, continue.
It's yes. Super.
So when I was to continue, you know, I'm like, God, what's going on? And they continue, just, it seemed to be soon. I just continue saying, repeatedly. So that was what I did. So next day, and I was reading this Francine Rivers book, right? So I was scared to pray. Just went to my mom's room. I locked the door. I just started praying.
Do you understand? Love it. Come on.
It was so far bent. So when I was done, I now fall into the kitchen again. I fall into
the kitchen again. Let me be sure it's there.
Like, Is it still there? So I'm like, okay, it's there. So like that. So I now started listening to pastors. I started listening to messages.
Hi guys, I just want to quickly remind us to subscribe to the podcast. Also rate and leave a review on whatever podcast platform you use, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Rating and reviewing help us increase visibility and also help more people find the podcast easily. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, so yeah. I have a question though. So how was it like for you after saying that you were a Christian? Did you face persecution of any kind from anybody, like, because you switched?
And no, so the thing is, I didn't think it was a big deal. You know, there are some things that you never really thought was a big deal until you are faced with a certain situation. So when I converted, like, I didn't think it was a big deal or anything. Cause I even say that, oh, that I'm a lady now. So definitely, it's the husband's religion that.
So if you married a Christian,
you are assisting. So it's not. Nothing stayed my wife. So, and my mom was like really receptive. She would tell me sometimes, so pray for this one, pray for this one. Like, it was just really great. I think until my last relationship, and then it was like a, let's call it culture shock.
What happened in the relationship?
The mom didn't like the fact that
your boyfriend's mother,
yes, didn't like the fact that he was okay. His mom didn't like the fact that, was dating somebody from a Muslim background.
And she knew you were a Christian.
She knew, so I'm like, I don't get it. Do you get, like, I never understood it. Because there was a, even before we got into the relationship, we already said that his mommy had
reservations.
I'm like, he said, oh, that you talked about it and everything. But it was just something that it never really, it didn't, it was not something that went quickly. So now I've made up my mind.
So wait, what happened? Did you guys break up because of her reservations?
I would not say that it was the major reason why we broke up, but it was just one of those things. We had issues, and then we actually still talk about friends, but then when she had a lot of reservations, and I don't really want to go deep into details that even when we broke up, it was very glaring that she had it, like, she didn't want it. Left to her, she didn't want it.
Like, she didn't want
it. As in she did not at all. Like, because I had a conversation with her after the end, it was just, I just felt, okay, that's, it's actually not a bad person, it's a very good person. And I will not say that your mom's actually a bad person, because, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely.
What they want is what they want.
Absolutely.
And I would not want to, I'm already seeing it that this is not something that she will want, or this is not something that she will accept. So there's no point trying to make people, you don't make people see reasons that they don't want to see.
Yeah.
She'll understand. If they want it, they want it. If they want to commit to it, they want, okay, I will accept this person. She's a Christian and everything. And if I even try to say, oh, my mom is a very chill person, she doesn't, like, my parents are open and they don't even, they are not biased. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not one of that, oh, my children must get married to somebody from a Muslim home. So far, I'm loving the person, and the person is from a great home. It's fine, go ahead.
She but just didn't want
she
it.
She didn't want it. Like,
that's understandable.
And then it was always, he didn't always want to tell me how big the issue was. He was trying to downplay it. But I later got to know after the breakup that it was not something that the woman wanted. So now I made up my mind that, if I'm already seeing traces of, I'm from a Muslim home, like, my parents are Muslim, please go and discuss with your parents now before I invest anything. And then if I hear my parents don't like, please. And I know that it's not the same for all situations. There are some that at the end of the day, they become very open.
Yeah.
But if there's already that reservation that, oh, she's from a Muslim home. Because me, I'm thinking that, oh, I'm a lady now. Yeah. So there's, I don't have, so if it was a guy and I'm like, okay, maybe I might have issues, but I'm a lady. Most Yoruba ladies, even ladies, they pick up their
husband's,
their husband's religion. So I'm like, please, oh, I mean, from a Muslim home. So just know this now, and then just discuss with whoever you need to discuss with. And that, I think that was the only,
that's like the biggest discrimination.
And I felt, I honestly, I will not lie, I felt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad because I'm like, I'm not converting your son or anything.
It's
in a safe space, like, nobody will harm him. So, and it was, I'm serious, it was an utter shock for me because I usually think it was the guys. That face, is it the guys or ladies?
Like the guys that
if the lady is a Muslim, and then is it, no, if the guy is a Muslim and the lady is a Christian,
that's a,
so that's the one I know that I was shocked.
I can't imagine.
So since then, Like, it's still something I'm very, very skeptical about. Almost, see, I'm so scared of people's mom. Not like people's mom, like, before I go to the relationship, I'm always
just
scared.
The reception,
I'm just like, God, I can't go through this again. I don't want this. So, most times, I'm just, is it worth it? Is it? Mm-hmm. So, some people say, oh, put yourself out there. This one.
You're not sure. I get you.
I don't think I have the energy. So, it's just, that's just the basic. That's a discrimination I feel. I have faced.
Okay, so now that you're a Christian, what would you say is the best part of being a Christian for you?
For me, oh my God.
Just one thing.
Just one. Okay.
You look like there are so many.
For me, it's just the fact that you have a community, basically.
You mentioned that community thing. That was what attracted you.
You know that, I can call this person and just be spirit with me. This person can just check in on me. I can get a word from this person. I think that word of knowledge.
That helps.
Just knowing that you have a community that you can rely on, that just have people in, having people in the same faith as you, that actually in the faith, not just I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's the best.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So now I'm imagining somebody. So the vision I had, like when I knew that I wanted to talk with you, is say I have a friend who is a Muslim, and this person, I've been preaching to the person or something, and this person is kind of on the verge of converting. Or the person recently converted, what would be your biggest advice for someone who is thinking about maybe crossing from being a Muslim to being a Christian, or someone who just crossed and doesn't know what to do?
Okay, so first, I would say the person should try to pace himself and get a very good, like, Bible-believing church.
I recommend my church.
You understand? Like,
if you don't know my church, follow me on IG, that you find out.
Like, a very good one that preaches the truth. Because it's very easy to be confused. Like, because you don't know what you're getting into. Don't try to listen to a lot of sermons. Just stick to one person. Just stick to one person. And then you can get, if you go to a Bible believing church, I think that's all you need, basically. And then I highly recommend starting from Genesis. Just start from the beginning of the Bible. You can try to do Genesis and be reading the New Testament. But don't just start from the New, because that was the mistake I made. I just read the New Testament. I never even opened the Old Testament at all. See, I think that was maybe just normal when you go to church and you open the Old Testament.
That's how you used to read it.
So I made a decision to finish reading the Bible in like 30 days. It was a challenge.
I remember when.
So I did it.
Was that the first one?
That was the first one I did. I read it.
Cover to cover.
So I think I did it twice last year. And I'm like, okay, I strongly advise a good Bible believing church, listen to one person. One good, sound person that will preach the truth to you, and then study your Bible and pray.
So the person knows is how to do ablutions and all of that. How would you advise that, like, learning to pray as a Christian?
I think that's why I also said you should attend a good Bible.
Your church, your community. You would learn to pray.
So it may not be, you should also be willing to learn, walk up to people. It doesn't have necessarily to be any pastors. Because I believe that a good Bible believing church will definitely have
good members.
And just, you have a community. Just ask questions. How would I do this? How do I do this? How can I do this? This and this and this. And make sure pray that you get the right counsel. So basically, that's all you need to do. And if you have any questions, just if you see anybody, not just anybody, if you know that this person is actually very fervent and you trust this person, ask the person once you attend the Bible believing church, try your possible best to be the community. So I realized one thing I did then is when I read a Bible verse or passage I don't understand, I usually say to my family friends, oh please, I don't understand this Bible verse, can you explain to me? And they will explain to me, and I'm like, oh okay, I didn't see it like this. Oh, and they will explain to me like, oh, so this is it. So I think I was really willing to learn. I wanted to, because I was a baby Christian. I wanted to know these things. One thing I did, I didn't try to rush myself. I did not want to say,
you don't want to catch up with people who are deep.
I wanted to go on my own pace. There was the urge to also be, but I was just I can't compare myself to people that have been in the faith, that grew up in the faith, that knew everything. It was learning Bible passages and everything. Some people, because you based on Bible study, you know it often. Yes, so it was something I was new to, and I was just very grateful that I converted when I was in school, because I had a very great campus fellowship.
Awesome.
I spent most of my time in church, like after school church. I was in church like 4 days in a week. So I'll go for choir rehearsal, I'll attend weekly service. I was a church girl when I was in school. Any program you are doing like this, clean come prayer challenge, with like trust, I know, okay, I'm going there. I think there was one time, so there was this meeting that I went for. I was still new in the faith, but based on what I had been hearing, like, this man is preaching. This thing does not, because I was looking at my pastor not got in my head. I just caught up. So later, my pastor said after I left, he also said this message. So that's why it's just very good to just, so you know when you are listening to error, you know that, oh, this thing. And if you hear something that you don't really agree with,
ask
questions so you'll not be led astray.
That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense.
Yeah.
I really love that. Yeah. Okay, so let's assume now somebody's listening to this, but they're not quite sure. They're still on the fence, and they're like, "Well, I'd like to chat with you privately, or I'd like to reach you, or just follow you on social media. Where can we find you?"
I think my social media handle is Lola_O on Instagram. So you can just reach out to me on Instagram. And then any questions, I will not say I have everything figured out, but at least I've been in the faith for a while,
so to that extent,
I can help. And if there are some things I cannot really help with, I will also refer you to people that can also help you. But if any questions you need, just message me on IG. I will definitely reply, and that's just it.
Okay, so just like a quick recap, understanding your story, the things that particularly helped you and the things that you would recommend are belonging to a Bible-believing church, finding that community.
Yes, very essential.
As much
very
as possible, essential. How you read your Bible matters. Don't just jump
don't
in.
Don't just jump and say, oh, I'm not understanding this one. I'm trying to get the whole story.
And I think Bible plans also help. Using Bible Project. So what they do is they connect the whole story to Jesus. So you can see that Genesis and Revelation, Romans and Leviticus, they're not separate stories. It's still one whole story. Then something else that helped you was being able to ask questions.
Yes, like asking people. Questions. And one thing I forgot is the environment. The environment actually plays a great impact on your faith and your work with God. So because I see some people say, oh, Jesus dined with prostitutes and tax collectors. Jesus dined with them.
But because we're not his friends.
Exactly.
We're
not best friends. Disciples and the apostles.
Yes.
So your environment, as someone that is just growing in the faith.
So you might have to remove yourself
It's very hard. You have to just, if you are very serious, just remove, just people
don't shun them.
Exactly. Because I was called a lot of things. Pre-coco, I took a coach. Even when my friend told me that me, I don't do this Christian thing, pass away the Christian before me. But that's I know my goal, I know what I want, I know what I've seen, I know what I'm enjoying. So that is a personal race. You know what you're focusing on. So your environment is a big factor. Your environment is very key. Because if you're just new in the field, there are some things that you think was normal, but actually,
they're not.
Is so basically, environment is a huge factor. So yeah.
Thank you so much, Oyinlola. You shared so many gems today, and I'm really sure it would help people. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode of Big Sister Conversations. If you liked it, please rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Eniola_Adeko to keep up with me and keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember that God loves you and I'm rooting for you.